Chapter 2. How Can I Live Without Robert? Anne Hill Carter Lee is much a mystery. She left very little of herself for historians to ponder. Only one portrait, which may or may not be hers, survives. And the woman in it, wearing a miniature of George Washington on her left breast and holding a spray of spring flowers, looks nothing so much as she does mysterious. A dress which was hers, preserved in Richmond, suggests that she was about 5 feet 6 inches tall and of medium build. A mere handful of letters are extant. But she did leave one revealing legacy of herself, her son Robert. All of his life, Robert Lee knew his father only at a great distance. He continued to learn about his father, but learning about and knowing are not the same thing. The constant parent in Robert's youth was Anne Lee, his mother. He knew her well and responded directly to her influence and example throughout his life. When the fatherless Lee family learned of Harry Lee's death in 1818, Robert was most likely in the process of attending school at Eastern View in Fauquier County, Virginia. Boys in the Carter family, Anne Lee's relatives, usually studied with a schoolmaster there. The girls usually went to Shirley, Anne Lee's childhood home. Whenever Robert, his older brother Smith, and oldest brother Carter were at home in Alexandria, they spent time caring for their mother. Anne Lee was often unwell. She probably suffered from tuberculosis. The disease ebbed and flowed during her 40s and early 50s, and eventually killed her. The boy's sister Anne was sickly herself, and their younger sister Mildred, born in 1811, was too young to help very much. Carter, the perceived scholar in the family, was at Harvard. In 1818, he won the Bowdoin Prize, given for the advancement of useful and polite literature, for an extended essay on Milton's Paradise Lost. He also won the Boylston Prize for oratory. Carter took his bachelor's degree from Harvard in 1819 and soon began a practice of law in New York City.